You are listening to the Reality Steve podcast with your host, Reality Steve. He's got all the latest info and behind-the-scenes juice on Joey's season of The Bachelor and interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. Now, here's Reality Steve.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome to podcast number 385. I'm your host, Reality Steve. Thank you all for tuning in. Good Thursday show for you. We're talking to Benedict Polizzi, who is one of the leads on the upcoming season of Lovers and Liars, which is essentially F-Girl Island season one. You saw him on F-Boy Island seasons two and three. He's now a lead. He's in control. Well, sort of. We'll get to all that momentarily.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, it'll be the spot for everyone. From book club to game night, the kids can even host their friends.
Whoa, it smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick Scented Oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh air, Wick.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Before we get started, the Daily Roundup was posted a couple hours ago. We talk about a little bit more about the comedy group date that Bachelorette Jen had in Australia. I've got some notes on it, found out a little bit more about it. The location of it, how many guys were on the date, what exactly it consisted of, what it's in conjunction with going on in Australia right now. That is all on the Daily Roundup if you haven't checked that out. But go listen to that if you want to know. I think what I'm going to do is, because during the season, you know, when I find stuff out, perfect example, the only thing I've really found out about Jen's season is this one group date that happened on Tuesday. And so obviously I just say it in my podcast. And, you know, to write a whole column that would literally consist of 4 sentences, you know, I'm not going to do that. But not everybody listens to the podcast. And they might want to know what's going on during filming. So I think what I'm going to do starting next week is I will have a post that says Jen's spoilers. And then every time I add something to it in my podcast, I'll just add it to the column. I don't know why I didn't think of this, I don't know, years ago, since I stopped basically writing in the off season and I was just relying on podcasts. So I will do that. And so you can always go to it. And every time there's an update, I'll say update, you know, April 9th. This was on the podcast, and then you know it's coming from the podcast, but that's the update every day. And I just keep it in the same column as opposed to posting a whole new column every single time I hear something about a date that happens on Jen's season or any information I get about Jen's season. Just keep it all in one column, and I just keep updating that one. Seems to make the most sense, doesn't it? I think so. Anyway, that's what I'm going to do. I'll start that next week because I don't know when I'm going to hear the next thing about Jen's season. Could be today. Could be in 4 days. I don't know. But was able to get a little bit more information on that comedy date that I talked about that happened on Tuesday. Also, talked about the finale ratings for Joey. Best they've had in 2 years. And it includes, it's not the overnight rating. It includes the same day plus 3 days. And includes all the channels. Hulu, DVR, stuff like that. So best numbers since Clayton's season. Also talk about Survivor last night. If you did not watch Survivor last night, then you might want to just fast forward or mute. And, you know, I talk about who got eliminated. I believe I did. Yeah, I did talk about who got eliminated, but just the main points of last night's episode. And then a little bit about, hey, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, they're back in the news. Not for anything major, but they are going to be attending something together that I know a lot of you, well, I don't know how many of you listen to this, attend Coachella, but Travis and Taylor have said they're going. Now, I don't really think that means they're going to be hanging in the mosh pits with with the other fans. No, I'm sure they'll have first-class treatment there, but it'll be interesting to see if fans can even get anywhere near them. My guess would be no. They're just way too popular. But it just continues my disappointment on how SNL didn't go after these two. Because SNL, once they air their finale in May, you know, they don't come back till mid to end of September. Sometimes first week of October is their new season. Travis will be in football season. So again, the only time they could get them would be February through May of next year. And I felt like they had a chance this year. Now, granted, Taylor won't be touring at all next year or 2025 in between February and May. But you're also taking a chance that, well, what if they're not together then? You know, they're the hottest couple going right now. If they hosted Saturday Night Live, or she was the musical guest and Travis hosted for the second time, it would be the most watched SNL in history, and I don't think it would be close. Not only mention the amount of sketches that would end up on Instagram pages, the amount of social media attention it would get. I don't know what the negotiations were. Obviously, I'm not in tune with Travis's manager or Taylor Swift's manager, if it was even possible. I tend to think it was possible, at least if they wanted to make it work and the show wanted to make it work. Maybe they reached out to them and both of them said, no, we don't want to do it. I guess that's possible, but I just haven't heard any other outlet even talk about this. And I think they could probably get an answer as to if they were even asked, you know, or if they weren't asked, just be like, hey, you know, Travis does enough interviews. He has his own podcast. Hey, is this something that you guys would ever be interested in doing? I gotta believe yes. Travis Kelce wants to be a celebrity outside of football. There's already rumors that he's going to host the reboot of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? There's rumors that's happening. And they're talking to him, allegedly. So it's not like he would turn down a week at SNL. Everybody that goes there seems to love it. It's just a fun week. And I'm telling you, if you've never seen him host the first time, that American Girl sketch that he did was really, really funny. And for a guy who's not an actor, I thought he was excellent. Just Google Travis Kelce, SNL, American Girl. You'll like it. It's pretty funny. But Taylor has no problem performing. And the fact that her new album is coming out on, what, the 19th of April or the 20th of April? 19th? Like, it just seemed like it was all there for them to do it. And, you know, not that Taylor needs to go on SNL to promote her album. She's still going to sell a gazillion copies whether she does or doesn't. But that's usually what the musical guest is there for. They usually have something to promote, or they just released an album, or they got one coming out. So, just surprising. But these two want to go hang at Coachella in 107-degree heat with barely any water and a bunch of dust bowls. Have fun. Not my thing. This podcast is brought to you by Green Chef. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for clean eating, delivering pre-portioned and prepped quality whole foods with limited processed ingredients. They deliver quality whole foods, like I said, with limited processed ingredients, including low added sugar and sodium smart options, so you can eat with a clean conscience. Nourish your body with chef-crafted, nutritionist-approved recipes packed with clean ingredients. They send organic, fresh produce in every box, along with responsibly sourced proteins, including 100% sustainably sourced seafood and 100% antibiotic and hormone-free chicken. For me, for a guy who doesn't like to cook, this is what makes it easiest for me. I can't screw around with recipes that I don't understand that are way too intricate. Green Chef lays it out there. They give you everything you need in your box, and they lay out the recipe so simple for you, even an adult like me can put together a meal. So for you guys, here's the deal that you can get. Go to greenchef.com/realitysteve50 and use code realitysteve50 to get 50% off, plus you get 20% off your next 2 months. That's greenchef.com/realitysteve50. Use code realitysteve50 to get 50% off, plus 20% off your next 2 months. Green Chef, number one meal kit for eating well.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new Day all-purpose cleaner cleans and kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria on hard, non-porous surfaces around your home with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
All right, let's get going. Podcast number 385. All right, let's bring him in. Our guest is a stand-up comedian. He was on seasons 2 and 3 of F-Boy Island. Now he's starring in Lovers and Liars, premiering on the CW next Thursday. It is Benedict Polizzi. Benedict, how you doing, man?
Hey, it's been too long, Steve. What's up, man?
This guy.
I didn't think you'd remember.
Oh, shit. Of course. Oh, I absolutely remember. Remember
Johnson here.
Yeah. I mean, remember the first time I talked to you, which was right after, I think, the finale. It was right after your first season, which was season 2 of F-Boy Island, had aired.
Yeah.
And we had talked about your season. And I said, look, when I saw that you were a contestant on the season, I knew exactly who you were, but I didn't know your name because I had only seen you in Joey's videos, and I did not know your name. I never clicked on any of – I don't think Joey ever tagged you. I never knew your name, but I was like, that's the guy from Joey's videos. And
you're like, that's so, Johnson.
Yeah, that's Johnson. That's what I knew you as, Johnson. So
it's funny because when I like got on season 2 and Casey like came into that season,
yeah,
he saw me and he was like, you're that idiot from the internet. And I was like, yeah, dude.
That's hilarious. You know, it's funny. I'm trying to like figure out your career here in this franchise, and I'm almost, and this, the premise of this joke is going to sound bad because it's, I know the connotation behind it, but I think of Brokeback Mountain when I think of you, because there is a certain line in that movie that says, I wish I could quit you. You can't quit this franchise. This is 3 in a row for you, Benedict. This is unreal.
It's just summer vacay, baby. Yeah. Every year, put me on the island with the boys.
Yeah,
this time it's a little different. But yeah.
You're in control here. You're not,
dude. And it's insane.
And I was gonna say something
I've never had in my life. Control.
Well, I was gonna say like, well, now you're not gonna get dumped this season, Benedict. But technically, you could. So you know, we don't know. We're not gonna talk about spoilers here. I have no idea what happens. I don't want to know until I watch it. But you know, the last time I spoke to you was after F-Boy season 2. And, you know, not only did it seem like everything was cool with Louise and Mercedes, because you were hanging out, taking pictures with all of them. It seems like everything was cool. And then you and Mercedes both go back on season 3. Talk about, let's go back to that. Talk about what went into that decision, for you at least, to go back and be like, well, I just got dumped by Louise. Let's try this again. Like, what was the thought process there?
I was like, you know, I got close. I just wanted to take another shot at it. And I was like, I'm not gonna, you know, I gotta have a different game plan. So I switched it up a little bit and I went to the dark side.
Yeah.
I went F boy on, oh, spoiler alert. I went F boy on him. And it was kind of a relief.
Really?
I mean, I had Mercedes on my side there, and it was just kind of a whole different, like, game plan. You could kind of, like, relax a little bit, be yourself, everything. All of the cards are out on the table. It was kind of like a breath of fresh air. Like, I just got to do whatever, say whatever. And, you know, I'm not a totally different person when I'm labeled as an F-boy, but, you know, in Katie's mind, I was. But
yeah, I was going to say, she wasn't too thrilled about that.
Didn't end well, but while I was there, it was really fun.
Yeah, so my question was, and obviously anybody would ask you this, did you know Katie beforehand, just being in the comedy world, as, you know, you both do stand-up? Did you know her, or did you just knew her as the girl that was once the Bachelorette?
I didn't know her, but I saw, like, an F-Boy Island leak, yeah, and she was on it, and I was like, well, who's that? And I looked her up, and she's a stand-up comedian. I was like, oh, I mean, you know, she's going to be on the island, and I'm going, like, you know, I'm gonna try to talk to her.
Yeah. No, I mean, it seemed like they put you on that show for her, you know, because maybe of the stand-up comedian.
I don't know.
Maybe.
We kind of gravitated towards each other. Like, right when we got there, I was like, all right, I'm talking to you. And she was like, I had a dream about you last night. And I was like, okay, well, here we go.
Yeah. did she know you from the videos? Did she know
you? I think she did. Okay. She's like, I've seen your content. You've popped up on my For You page or whatever. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, that's a great icebreaker. I mean, to know that she right. knew you, to know that she knew you and she had a dream about you, I mean, that kind of puts you probably one up against all the other guys at that point.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, okay, I'm good. I can just kind of cruise. But you can never cruise on FY Island. If I do know one thing, yeah, everybody's always trying to get you.
Yeah. No. If you fast forward to the end of that season, did you think did you think Katie was picking you?
You know, it was 50-50 because I never know anything. And especially on FY Island, I'm like, it's always like the most unpredictable thing that happens. And I'm like, we hit it off. Like, I said, I'm sorry for, like, sorry, I'm an F boy. Like, I don't know. I'm doing all I can out here, fighting for my life. And she, like, accepted the apology. I was like, I think I'm right there. Because,
yeah,
like, it came down to me and Vince was kind of getting dragged during the mansplain. I was like, yo, I think I might be, like, number one right now, like, going into elimination. I was like, yo, I can turn this thing around right here, yeah, if I have a good little elimination speech. And it went well, but at the end of the day, I just don't think she wanted to end up with an F-boy. I just think she wanted, like, to ride off in the sunset with a nice guy. And I'm just like, all right, whatever, yeah, you know?
And look,
you want what's best for her. And if Vince is that.
Yeah. And look, and honestly, no shade here to either Louise or Katie, but I honestly want to know. And, you know, like I said, whatever your answer is, this isn't shade to the other woman. But which one were you more disappointed in that she didn't pick you?
Damn, both? I'm like, what are you guys thinking? No.
I mean, did one sting a little bit more? Like, oh, man, I really thought I could have something with her, and she didn't pick me.
Maybe Louise, because I was like, every day, I was like, what can I do? To, like, you know, I was just out there grinding, dude, just making, like, something out of nothing. Every mixer we had, you know, I was creating, like, a fake beach date on the stairs. Like, I was just going all in. And when she didn't pick me, I was like, God, man, like, I got nothing left. Like, I left it all out.
Yeah.
I left it all out there for you. Like, whatever. You yeah. know what I mean? That one hurt a little more. I think with Katie, it was more like she was just, like, leaning towards nice guy vibe, and I was like, I just can't give that to you. I'm
yeah.
sorry.
Yeah, you can't overcome that. Like, you really couldn't.
If she had a mindset
on that, you're just like, yeah, I'm buying the eight ball here.
Right. I was just in a hole, and I was like, oh, like, even if we have better chemistry, like, we can't even, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
So, Katie doesn't pick you. And for those that don't know, I mean, I had reported this back in the summer. These, you know, F-Boy Island and then Lovers and Liars were filmed back-to-back this summer. So Katie doesn't pick you. You're sitting there now, 0-2. You're the Nick Viall of F-Boy Island, having not gotten chosen two seasons in a row. And then they come asking again. So how long did it take for you to be like, yeah, I'm in? Obviously, it was a different role. You are a lead this time. But still, after getting dumped twice, I got to believe there was something of you like, maybe I don't want to do this anymore. But how long did it take you?
I got eliminated. I was down bad for, I didn't feel great. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Two L's in a row, kind of embarrassing. I was like, my friends are going to make fun of me so hard. my dad's going to be disappointed. But then, they were like, hey, I don't know if you know this, but we're shooting F Girl Island like next week. Do you want to be a lead? And I was like, yeah, like I'm free. Like, like I have no plans. Like, let's do it. So like it literally took, I don't know, maybe like an hour after I got eliminated, and they were like, yo, you want to come back? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, so what's going on? There's 24 girls that I get to date. And they're like, yeah. And I was like, see you there. Like,
so it didn't take long at all. So it was just like, yeah, sign me up. I'm in.
I mean, it's a quick turnaround. You know how business is. But, yeah, I didn't, like, sulk for, like, 3 days and, like, dye my hair red and cut my own bangs and buy a cat or anything. But, I mean, I was heading that direction, but they were like, hey, want to date 24 other girls? And I was like, definitely.
So, you know, I'm just out of curiosity. I don't know if you know the answer to this. Obviously, we know that this season is called Lovers and Liars, but it's essentially F-Girl Island season one. And when the show started, we watched the first episode, you know, Nikki still refers to the women as F-Girls. So have you heard, or why, is this because it went through some focus groups and they just decided, you know what, maybe we shouldn't just go with this title? Do we know why the title was changed to Lovers and Liars, or we don't know?
I don't know, honestly. I think it was like some big TV focus group stuff. I have no clue.
Yeah.
But in the back of my head, I'm like, maybe they want to start making like a universe out of this. And that's the title that they're rolling with now, you know?
Yeah.
No, so bring past people back, have reunions. I was like, that could be smart, but I don't know, that's just one of my conspiracy theories.
And speaking of bringing past people back, you know, I give you shit for being 3 in a row. Hey, this is Casey's third roll around in this thing. After
that's what I'm saying.
He's 1 and 2 and then brought back for, you know, for Lovers and Liars. You knew him, like you said, from season 2 when he popped up. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you developed some sort of friendship with him there. Obviously, last season with CJ being one of the guys as well. Seems like a really good dude. It looks like you guys, just through the first episode, just like all 3 seasons of F-Boy Island with the women, they developed a really good friendship and a bond, and it seems like you three all just get along, you and CJ and Casey.
Oh, yeah, it was the best mix. And I think that's, like, kind of why they cast us the way they did. It's like, oh, these 3 dudes are going to get, like, dude, we're just bros. Like, we're we got nothing against each other. There's no side eye. There's no other, like, game plan or anything. We're just like, all right, man, let's just, like, look out for each other. We all had each other's backs. It was perfect. And me and Casey are like homies. So it was like, if I ever have like a real question or I'm ever like really like torn up, I can just be like, Casey, for real, like, what do you think?
Yeah. Nice.
So it was good to have like a best friend there on the island. I mean, CJ's, I'm really close with him because I just got off FY Island season 3 with him. But I just know Casey from like the past and everything. It was really, really, really good to have those guys on.
Were you surprised, just actually really quick, going back to season 3 of F-Boy, were you surprised that CJ didn't get picked?
He had that F-Boy label and that that TikTok, bro. I don't know. He couldn't get out of the hole. But I was like, man, this guy's like 6'7". How's he not going to make it to the finale? Have you seen him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I'd pick him. But
good looking guy. Like a really good looking guy, too.
I was like, right when I walked in and saw him, I was like, oh God, there's an NBA player here. I was like, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to pack up.
Yeah.
But I was kind of surprised, honestly. But, he was trying really hard too. Like he'd come up to me and be like, hey man, like, what do you think I should do here? What do you think I should do? I was trying to give him advice. It didn't work, but, you could just tell like he had the fight in him and he was just a perfect guy to cast for, Lovers and Liars.
And I don't think the guy's an actor at all. I feel like I genuinely saw somebody change during that season. Like he did, you know, he was an F boy. But then by the end, he was just like, I realize that, you know, the way I've acted, I don't want to be this anymore. Like, maybe he's pulling the wool over all of our eyes. I don't know. But it seemed genuine to me.
And that was one of the only ones that seemed genuine. Because I watched it back, and I was like, oh, shoot. Like, he's really, like, crying. Like, he feels bad. Like, it was an actual growing point for him. And he's got a great heart. Like, he's a very genuine person. So, I'm in on CJ. He's legit.
So, all right. So we've seen, the first episode premiered earlier this week, but it's going to air again next Thursday night. So we're going to watch it again. So we're not going to go over, too many spoilers. There wasn't many major spoilers, but going into this, you know, as a lead now, you're in a different role and you're the one making the decisions here. And I watching the first episode, it was kind of fascinating because, yes, when we've seen three seasons of F-Boy, a lot of the guys, let's face it, like, we're hamming it up for cameras. We're really, like, turning on the douche factor big time. And some guys are just like, what, this is, he's playing this up, right? Nobody, no guy thinks he's this hot shit or something like that. But then.
I know, it's so obvious, yeah.
But then you watch this and a lot of the women on your season have, at least in the first episode, just really turning it up. And they're just like, no shame whatsoever. Like, yeah, I got a roster at home. I don't care. Like one of the women got eliminated. I think it was one of the ones. I don't remember which guy eliminated her. And she's just like, yeah, none of you guys would make my roster. I'm like, wow. Like they're really not holding back on the fact that they are F girls.
I know. That's when it got real for us. Cause like, you know, on that first elimination, you have two girls up there and you kind of feel like a dick because you're like, well, I don't think, like, who am I to like judge you on this and that when we've had like, 30 seconds to talk or 30 minutes to talk during a mixer. Yeah. And then you eliminate them and they're like, bro, you're boring. And my sugar daddy's better than you anyway. I'm like, dude. I'm like, all right, now it gets real. Like, now it's cutthroat. Like, if you're going to start throwing rosters at me and start telling me I'm dull, like, all right, let's go. Like, that's when the party started right there. Like, it gets so much better. Like, you have no idea.
And you're watching the first episode back, and you see it, and then you're seeing all these women. I can't remember. I want to say, like, it's so early in the game. It's only one episode. I don't have everybody's name memorized, nor which guy they're with right now. But the Mitchie girl is just, like, basically playing the game that What's-His-Face was playing last season, where it's just like, yeah, I'm going to get to the end, and I'm taking the money. And she's like, this is what I'm here for. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to play them. Obviously, we don't know how it plays out. Maybe she has a change of heart by the end, if she even gets to the end. I have no idea. But watching it back, are you seeing now, like, oh, my God, I had no, like, she had me completely fooled.
No, like, I watched the episode last night for the first time.
Yeah.
And I was like, I had no idea she was like this. I was like, I might unfollow her on TikTok. Like,
that's crazy.
But, no, like, you just see a different side. Like, when those one-on-one interviews really like tell the truth, and I'm like, oh my God, I had no idea she said that about anybody. Like, if I like, oh, they play it so well. Like, women are so much better than men at like hiding things, and like, you know what I mean? Like, they just know how to play the game.
Yeah.
Like a dude, you can like see right through a guy because we're so obvious and we don't think anything through. Women have a game plan, bro, and they're good at it. Yeah. So like,
I don't know.
Stay tuned.
I'm real curious to see, because I don't even know which guy she's even in. Like, are there any women this season that have a crossover? You don't have to name who they are, but that have a crossover that are, you know, debating between two guys or even three of you?
It's so early in the game that, you know, everybody's trying to figure out who. Yeah, it's like not a big deal. Like if you talk to the same guy a couple times in one night, it's not like a deal breaker or anything. But they have to get to know who they like, and they have to get to know who the weakest link is, so they can take all the money from them. So they got to do their job. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Because that's Mitchie's plan. It's just like, and who was the guy in season three all last year in his confessionals that was just like, I'm here to
Jared.
That's right. And I don't
know the model from Miami.
Yeah. And I, you know what? It's like I said, I watch all these shows, but I watch so many reality shows. They kind of like, I'll remember the endings to some and forget what happened with Jared. I forget. Did he get picked and took the money, or he get picked and decided to split? What happened? I totally forget.
Jared made it to the finale, and didn't get picked. But, he was so close. And he started telling Daniela everything. Like, he was like, all right, I'm going to be straight up with you. I didn't like you at all this whole time. It was the craziest thing. But, man, he's a great actor. He's a great actor. Just great-looking guy, too.
So, Jared and CJ were Daniela's two guys, and I know she didn't pick CJ. So what happened? Wait, did Daniela? I'm totally blanking. I should have researched this again.
You're good.
Even
you're
I watched
good, you're
it.
Good. I
what
you.
Happened to
I
Daniela? You. Did she just? She got nobody and no money.
No, she. She ended up. I'm blanking on his name right now. Dang, that's not a good look for me. But she ended up picking a nice guy.
Oh, Jared wasn't in her final two. He got to three, and she had let him go before the ending.
Mm-mm. Jared was in the finale, final two, and CJ was like top nine. You know, he left a little early, didn't make it to the finale.
Oh, CJ was the one that didn't get the final two. Okay, that's where my screw up was. Gotcha. Okay, yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. All right. So for Lovers and Liars, Casey has made it clear, like, man, he's got an F girl problem. He's always been attracted to F girls. He, you know, it seems to follow him wherever he goes. He seems like, even if he sees a woman or gets a sense of a woman this season that might be an F girl, it's not like a red flag to him. Are we in for a ride with CJ this season?
Wait, with Casey or CJ?
I meant Casey. Casey's the one. I kept saying CJ. Oh. I meant Casey. Yeah.
Oh, we're in for a ride with everybody this season.
Really?
But Casey's the most interesting, because this is the most like dialed in he's been, like, on the island in a while. He's like, yo, I'm trying to build a family here. Like, it's a different Casey that we haven't seen. So if he gets any little vibe of F girl from anybody, like, he's going to try to eliminate. So it's fun to watch grown Casey. You know what I mean? Like, we've seen him develop all these years from like the F girl lover to now he's like, all right, no more games. So it's like, it's fun to see. And we have no idea who's who. We're just like blindly, like, she has lip filler. Maybe she's an F girl. Like, that's what we're going off of. We have no clue.
Yeah, even on the green flags and red flags in the first episode, some of the women that you guys gave green flags to, admittedly, ended up being F girls. And you're just like, and you guys are clueless, obviously, at the time. You're just
never
like,
been more overwhelmed in my life.
Really?
But yeah. I mean. Yeah, just 24 of the most beautiful women you've ever seen standing in front of you, and you've got to judge them. I was like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's got to be, like you said, even judging somebody on a one line that they have to present to you, you know, that's what we see. Maybe it was a little bit longer, but some of these women are just like, hey, my name is so-and-so, and I want to rock your world, or something like that, and you have to put up a flag based on that? Like, I don't know. It's like,
right.
It's got to be tough. And then, like you said, having to narrow it down to two women when you've only been there, I don't know, a day or two, and who knows how long you spoke to either one of them. I don't envy the position that you were in. As cool as it may be to be wanted to be courted by a bunch of different women, you're still in a very tough position because you still have to let people go that maybe you don't know, and then the claws come out for some of them.
I know. It's like maybe she's the one for me, but we just didn't get to talk for very long, and she's wearing blue, and I don't really like blue. Like, that's what I'm going off of. Like, like, I don't really like that dress, so you're eliminated? Like, it's just weird. But, and then you think in the back of your head, like, maybe she was the girl that could have made it. But,
yeah,
I know. It's a weird thing. And luckily, I mean, you'll see as it plays on, but in that first episode, we did okay. Our F-Girl radars were kind of dialed in. Yeah. We might have been guessing, but we got lucky. Let's say that.
Yeah, 2 for 3 in the first episode.
I'll take 2 for 3 all day.
Yeah, you're hitting .667 doing that. That's not bad. That'd be great in baseball. But yeah, you're it's funny you mentioned the dresses. Like, I don't like the color blue. Maybe I'm just gonna not take her. And then CJ was like, I love red dresses, and he gave her a green flag, and I think that ended up being an F girl. Like, you know, it's just hilarious. It's why I like this show so much, because we've seen all the other dating shows where these people are, you know, declaring love for somebody after one date, and oh my God, I can see myself. And it's just like, I think you're just saying that for the camera. This show is so much more real because, yes, it's still a TV show. We get it. There's edited things, and people are hamming things up here and there, but in reality, it is a bunch of people that are aware of what the joke is on the show, including the host, as Nikki.
I love it. That's why I love the Lovers and Liars franchise. It's totally unscripted. It's no one's helping you. It's just like, all right, bro, let's see what you got. Yeah. It's insane. So you really have to you got to come prepared, or you're just going to get left behind. And that's, I think it shows through to the audience. Like, when you're watching, it's like, oh my God, like, none of this is staged.
And for someone like you, someone like you who's got a comedy background, it's great to see you. This is more your element. I couldn't see you on a serious dating show because you wouldn't be able to give confessionals where you're cracking jokes. I mean, you guys were really hard on Vince last year, but it was still funny. I thought, you know, the jokes that you made against him.
He was in on it too. So it was okay. It's like, we all know going in, there's consensus. Like, we're all just going to make fun of each other no matter what.
Yeah.
Like, even if we're best friends, like, they're going to, like, I'm going to make fun of you. This is what we do. And when you're best friends, like, you make fun of each other harder. So, like, it's just, I don't know. It's so real life. And
you can't do that on the other shows. I mean, they wouldn't let you do a confessional. If anything, a confessional would basically, they'd want you to talk trash about either somebody else, one of the other leads, or one of the other women
on
the show.
But not like in a funny way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why this works. And the fact that you got a comedian hosting it, and Nikki does her thing. I mean, it's just great. And, you know, I said, I love the show. I'm curious to see, you know, how it all plays out. Maybe we'll get something, you know, because I think we've seen every variation of what could happen at the end. We've seen the lead pick a nice guy, and they split the money. We've seen the lead pick an F boy, and he took the money. That was Garrett in season 1, but then they ended up taking the money away from him. And then we've seen the lead pick an F boy, and the F boy says, I'll still split the money with you. And then we've seen a lead say, I'm an F girl, and I'm picking neither of you. So it's almost like, are there any possibilities left that we haven't seen? And I know you can't spoil anything, but that's what I'm looking forward to. It's like, can they come up with something different at the end here? I mean, I'm curious. Can you say anything without giving anything away?
That's the thing about the island. Right when you think you know what's going to happen, it takes a complete left turn.
Nice.
So don't bet on anything. All bets are off on the island.
Good.
Just telling you.
Yeah, good to hear. Speaking of Nikki, right after you, we did our podcast, after you did season 2, you ended up getting to open for her in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
How did that end up going? And how many times did you end up doing? Was it just that one time?
Yeah, just that one time in Vegas. And I mean, I see her everywhere at comedy clubs and stuff.
Yeah.
But she was just like, hey, like, I don't have an opener this week. Are you available? And I was like, duh. Yeah. Of course I'm available. She's the queen. So, I mean, whatever she says, I'm like, see you there. But she hooks it up. She's the best person. Like, she's the funniest. She's one of the funniest people I know. And like, also, you just don't meet people that have it all. And Nikki really has it all. And actually, she asked me again to open for her this weekend, and I'm going to. So I can't wait.
Oh, you are? Where?
It's like a resort 2 hours away from LA. I don't know. I don't know my way around here yet. I'll get you the details.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's great. You're opening for her again. Actually, I think I saw that on her tour schedule, and it's out in the desert somewhere, I believe. I believe it's out like east. I saw it and now I'm blanking on it, but yeah, totally. I think I saw April 5th, which is Friday. Is it Friday or Saturday you're hoping for?
It is Saturday. Hold on, I'm gonna get it real.
Yeah,
Pechanga Casino.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's out
6
down
p.m mm. Nikki Glaser, I'm gonna open up, and yeah, get your tickets. Can't wait to see you.
What do you get? Like 15? Do you do 15, 20 minutes set?
I think it's, yeah, she gives me like 10 to 15.
10 to 15.
You know, get out there. Be an idiot.
Well, how is this done? You know, obviously being on the show 3 times now and a 3rd time happening right now. Obviously, as a stand-up comedian, you just want to get all, I mean, the biggest thing, you talk to anybody, you know, coming up in the industry, or whether 5, 10 years, the whole thing is getting as much stage time as possible. I got to believe this has helped you getting stage time across the United States.
It does help a lot. Like, comedy clubs will, they want to see your credits. Like, I know it sounds weird, but they're like, what's he been on? You know what I mean? And I'm like, I've been on FBoy Island and lost a lot of times. And they're like, perfect. Well, that's Thursday Town, and I'm like, I'm there. Like,
yeah,
it does help a lot. And like, honestly, you get a lot of material from being on reality TV, and then the reality TV people that watch the show come out, and it's just, I don't know, it's helped me a lot. Like, I can't thank the producers and Elon and Bill and those guys enough. I mean, they hooked it up, and I don't know, it's gonna be a wild ride. It's only episode 1 that dropped for Lovers and Liars. I can't even believe it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
but,
yeah, it's going to be, this is going to be a wild season just based on what you've said, and just looking at the preview for the season, it does seem like I think Casey walking off at one point. I think maybe even you walking off at one point saying, I can't do this anymore, like, or whatever. Yeah.
The walk-offs, those are, everybody's like, did they tell you to walk off? I'm like, dude, absolutely not. Like, I don't know. The emotions were running crazy this year. And I don't know. Sometimes we got to have I shouldn't be saying any of this, but sometimes we got to have a little team huddle, a little boy talk, like, mm-hmm. Hey, get it together, man. Like it gets so real as it is. Yeah. I mean, it's just real. This is real. It's reality TV. But in this case, it's like real life.
And final thing here, I know you got to run, but, you know, like I said, when we first started this and when we first started the first podcast I did with you a couple years ago, like I said, I had found you through your buddy, Joey Molinaro, who, I mean, at that point, I want to say he was starting to gain some traction as this guy who does great football impressions, whether it was Nick Saban. At the time, it was Nick Saban. Honestly, right now, I think Patrick Mahomes is his best in football impression he's
so
got going. It is awesome.
He does it on stage. I don't want to just tell you everything he does on stage, but he does a Patrick Mahomes like on stage at his shows, and it kills.
Yeah.
Oh, I so got go it. See Joey live.
Yeah. No, he's great. So, are you still? Have you guys? I mean, gotta believe you guys have done shows together, haven't you? Or no? Have you ever
there hasn't been an official like show where we both like co-headline or anything like that, but he's had a show in Indy and I've been there for it. I've been on it. I had a show in Indy this past December and he was like a surprise guest, but there hasn't been an official like Joey and Benny type of show yet, but
that needs to happen.
You never know.
Yeah. You need to make that happen. And you know, like I said, yeah. it's growing so much. I mean, when I'm watching the NFL Combine and they're inviting him into the booth to do his impressions, he, like, that is huge. That was awesome to see that.
Yeah, like when the NFL is retweeting you and putting you on their Twitter, I was like, bro, this is a dream right here.
Yeah. And does he have one or two kids? I always forget. I know he had one a while ago, but does he have a second child or no? Just one.
Yeah, two kids now.
Now he's got two. Wow.
Yep, boy and a girl. Bro, they're busy over there.
Yeah, my gosh. And he's still and he's still based out of Indy?
Yep, he's in Indy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is I enjoy talking to you because you're real. You're a stand-up guy. You're a stand-up guy and a stand-up comedian. How about that?
Hey. You know, this guy.
Yeah, this guy. You're Johnson. You'll always be Johnson. And you know, for Lovers and Liars every Thursday night. It's gonna re-air episode one next Thursday night. It's basically F Girl Island season one. You've got the three leads that you all know: Casey, Benedict, and CJ. And they got to do the same exact thing that they went through. They are the leads. They have 24 women, 12 are F-girls, 12 are nice girls. And it's going to be a wild ride based on, like I said, what you said and what we've seen in the previews. Benedict, congratulations. You know, good luck for everything. Congratulations on all your success. And we'll obviously be in touch.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Hit me back whenever. But yeah. Tune in. CW this Thursday. It's going to be wild. I don't even want to know what happened.
All right, man. Take care.
Yes, sir. Peace. Thank you.
Thank you so much to Benedict for coming on. Really appreciate that. Just a funny guy all around. The thing I also like about him, and I didn't even tell him this, was he's so self-deprecating, whether it's on – I mean, you follow him on Instagram, you follow him on Twitter, and he's just very well aware of a lot of things about him that he has no problem making fun of, and I think that's great. So – check it out. It's Lovers and Liars, which is essentially F-Girl Island Season 1. And they just changed the title to Lovers and Liars. It's on the CW. It aired its first episode on Monday, but they're replaying it next Thursday. And then every Thursday from here on out, from April 11th on, will be a new episode. So check that out on the CW, just like F-Boy Island Season 3 was that we watched with Katie Thurston. So thank you to Benedict for coming on. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. Follow me on Apple Podcasts, rate and review, but you got to hit play. Doesn't count as a download if you just, you know, have it download into your feed every day. So for Benedict Polizzi, I'm Reality Steve. Thank you all for tuning in, and I will talk to you tomorrow. See ya!
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.